Diddy speaks out after Homeland Security raids his homes. 50 Cent mocks Diddy, Drake uses a teleprompter, and SZA addresses leaked tracks. Cardi B calls out the LAPD. We hang out with that Mexican OT and learn more about Luisa Sansa. We're halfway there. I'm Tetris Kelly. This is Billboard News, and this hump day is March 27th. So much has already gone down this week, and we've got to kick things off with a Diddy update. Diddy speaks out after Homeland Security raided his LA and Miami homes. Here's what he had to say. Monday afternoon, Diddy's Los Angeles and Miami homes were raided by Homeland Security. HSI released the following statement. Earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation. With assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners, we will provide further information as it becomes available. Now, Diddy's attorney, Aaron Dyer, has given Billboard the following statement. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Fox 11 captured video of the raids in which Diddy's sons, Justin and King Combs, appeared to be placed in handcuffs. At the time of the raids, it was reported that Diddy was seen at the Miami airport. Dyer's statement continues, despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. This unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. There has been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name. As for Diddy's businesses, of which he has many, the rapper reportedly sold off the remainder of his shares of Revolt TV, which he created in 2013. For the latest on this story, head to billboard.com. We'll keep following that story, and there are so many other stories we're keeping track of. Here's three things you should know today. 50 Cent has always been a Diddy hater and is even working on a documentary about Puff's sexual assault allegations. So it comes as no surprise that he has thoughts on the hip-hop mogul's homes being raided. He reacted to the news posting. Now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they got a case. Adding in a deleted post, damn, they got the kids in cuffs. 50 has been on Diddy for years, even saying Diddy offered to take him shopping.
He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say?
All I know is I'm taking the rest of my Diddy news from 50 Cent. And do you know every lyric to Drake's songs? Neither does he. TMZ posted a user's video of Drake and the legendary Lil Wayne at a show with a bit of an assist from a teleprompter with lyrics. All I gotta say is, could you remember hundreds of songs? I'm telling you, we go to plenty shows around here and most artists have them. Give Drake and Weezy a break. And SZA is done with leaks and turning it into gifts. She tweeted, we'll be dropping the leaks and outtakes from SOS as promised as the deluxe ASAP. Lana deserves more time and music no one's ever heard before. Seems fair, bless. Lana was initially supposed to be SZA's next project. Honestly, great idea. We will take all the new SZA. And leakers, keep your dirty hands off her new music. Cardi B has spent her fair share of time in courtrooms, but could she be taking the LAPD to court? Here's what we know.
I'm about to sue the LAPD, like you already know, like they got me fucked up for doing that.
Cardi B goes off on the LAPD on Instagram Live. But what's it all about? Let's break it down.
It was really tough on me and everything. They said that like somebody gave them a clue. I really feel like it was one of my ops and shit. Like they're really trying to ruin my life type shit.
Cardi B hopped on IG to tell her fans about an alleged encounter with the LAPD where she claimed she was falsely targeted by the police for drug possession.
They thought I was trafficking fentanyl. And they thought I had a gun in my car, so they stopped me and everything. All the helicopters in LA, still was outside, yo. I was freaking out.
But when Billboard reached out to the LAPD, they said, we don't have any record of any traffic stop. We then reached out to Cardi B and her team responded, letting us know this IG Live was taken out of context and there is no truth to this story. Apologies for any confusion. Well, the confusion is real for me. I'm not sure exactly what was taken out of context, but if Cardi and the LAPD are fine, I guess so am I. I'll just go back to streaming Enough Miami. If you scared, then just say that whole enough is enough. We are in full swing into festival season. I had so much fun at Rolling Loud. One of the main reasons, getting to hang out with that Mexican OT. Hanging out at Rolling Loud with that Mexican OT. Man, I was just at the Houston Rodeo. You was with Bun B killing it. How was it?
Yeah, it was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bun for having me, bro. It's definitely a blessing.
And I talked to some people, some fans in the streets there, and they were saying that you represent Houston's music really well, man. What do you feel about you and the culture that clicks so well?
I feel good, man. You know what I'm saying? Me being from Bay City, Texas, we're just a tree branch from the tree, and with Houston being the tree. And you know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing for me to be able to bring my home and bring it out to everywhere I go and them accept it. So you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
I don't play by respect for that. We gon' die. Time and money, so baby, believe I'm gonna be on time.
I've been enjoying watching the glow up. You know, New York Times call you one of the 7 artists that's influencing music in 2024. What do you feel about your sound is like really like resonating with the fans out there?
I don't know, man. I don't really pay attention to that shit. So I'm gonna say, who gives a fuck, you know? But as long as y'all like it, you know, who gives a fuck?
First of all, I'm sorry that my brain went here, but as soon as you say I don't give a shit, I just thought about you shitting yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I had bad looking shorts. I probably shit on myself about 4 times as an adult wearing these shorts.
Where the shorts at? Did you get rid of the shorts? You said they were your bad looking.
After the 4th time, we had to get rid of them. Yeah.
Yo, you also like vibe with like DaBaby, Moneybagg. Yo, like what's the next big collab you think you need to get in your under your plate?
I don't give a damn about no big ass features. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather work with an underdog that's gonna make the song sound right. You know what I'm saying?
Who's somebody I need to be listening to then?
Definitely CK. I believe he's from Arkansas or something like that. Hog Boomer, he from Bay City, he a Bay City legend. D Money, he from West Columbia. These are all people from the country where
nice.
I'm from, you know what I'm saying? So like, man, these some bad motherfuckers I got coming out, you know?
You give me some work to do. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Blessings, baby. I thank you for having me.
Appreciate you, man.
Love, man.
I'm Lisa Sonza, and I'm gonna tell you guys like 3 things about my music that you guys don't know. First, I was supposed to do Penhasco 2 alone, but one day Roy, my producer, called me and say, send me some artists that you would like to do a song together. I sent some of my favorite artists, and one of it was like Demi Lovato. Since that song that I made like 1 year ago that calls Penhasco 2, I have sure that she's gonna like it and we're gonna want to do it with me. I think so. He sent to Demi and Demi accept and it was amazing. And one more thing, Demi should like obviously sing in English, but she wanted to learn Portuguese and sing in Portuguese. So that's why Demi is amazing. Not just about it, just because of that, but she's amazing. Second thing, I think my favorite place to perform is São Paulo. It's like, it's not my hometown, but I live there. And I don't know, I feel like home, you know, so I love to perform there. How I wrote my songs with my producers, I start like writing whatever like passed on my mind. Like if I think in some phrase or I live some things I start to write, most people don't know about it. That's why like when I said like, oh my god, I did my last album in 3 months. No, I just produced my album in 3 months. But I always like, I'm always writing and people don't know about it. I almost died talking in English. I don't even know how I say this in Portuguese. Crazy shit, guys.
That's it for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow to see who's on top of the TikTok charts. And we do a deep dive into Beyonce before the release of Cowboy Carter. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.